Thank you, Rip. It's a pleasure to be back before you all. My name is Tom Warren with NIMS Highly Migratory Species Management Division based in Gloucester. I appreciate the time on your busy agenda to give you a brief presentation on the status of Amendment 7. We're at the initial phase of amending the fishery management plan, and we've held 5 public scoping meetings to date and briefed 3 councils. This presentation is a brief version of that which we present at the full public meetings, and basically has some highlights from the full scoping document which you have available. So as I said, we're in the initial phase of scoping. The scoping document is based on some of the comments and concerns of the past 2 or 3 years and contains some potential management measures as well as a timeline of the amendment process. The general question we're asking at this point is, are the current management measures the best way to achieve the objectives of the bluefin tuna fishery and provide flexibility to address change for the future? With respect to the overall objectives of the FMP, those overarching objectives can be readily agreed upon by most folks. Eliminate overfishing, rebuild stocks, reduce bycatch, maximize opportunity and value, and minimize to the extent practicable social and economic negative impacts. However, as a short-term practical matter, the objective becomes one of ensuring that landings and dead discards are less than or equal to the quota, because bluefin tuna is a quoted managed stock. Well, why are we considering amending the fishery management plan at this stage? The bluefin tuna fishery is a changing fishery. There's been fairly marked changes in the past few years. Landings have been increasing, quota has been declining, and dead discards must be accounted for. The international body to which we're a member, ICAT, requires accounting for dead discards in the quota, and as well as requires monitoring and reporting dead discards. The recent trends are represented here. You can see the blue bars represent landings, which have been increasing overall since approximately 2006. The beige bars represent the base quota, and the orange bars are the adjusted quota, which includes the amount of carryover from the previous year. And the net trend here is, you can see that we're catching a higher and higher percentage of the available quota. These two charts depict the past prior to 2007. You can see the small pie on the right side represents a separate discard allocation, so that when the accounting was done, the dead discard estimate from the pelagic longline fishery was subtracted directly from this separate discrete amount. The large pie on the left is shown just to indicate how the overall quota is divided up by category. In contrast to the past, currently now there's no separate discrete allocation, and the estimate of dead discards comes from the overall quota. Currently there's not a rule that says each category must account for its own dead discards, and so it's shown here, the dead discard estimate is shown coming from the purse seine piece of the pie, because in recent years the inactivity of the purse seine category has provided a measure of flexibility in the fishery, so that essentially there's enough fish to go around to account for both landings and discards. Now, in order to depict some more detail, in recent years I'm going to be showing a representation of catch in terms of bars rather than a pie chart. And this chart indicates 2011 data for quota, which is the base quota, adjusted quota, showing the inclusion of carry forward from the previous year, and then catch on the right side. And this total catch includes landings and dead discards from the pelagic longline fishery. And you'll note in 2011, the total amount of catch was less than the adjusted quota. However, the hypothetical catch in 2011 would have been fairly dramatically different if all categories had landed their full amount of allocation, and thus the problem, the total amount of catch would have exceeded the adjusted quota, and it would have exceeded it by the amount of the dead discard estimates from the pelagic longline fishery. So, based on the comments from the public from the past 3 years, as well as this situation I've laid out with respect to the trends in landings and discards, we developed these potential objectives for the amendment. Optimize fishing opportunity and account for dead discards, enhance reporting, reduce bluefin tuna dead discards, and other management measures as relevant. Well, before I get into a brief description of the management measures, I think it's important to note that there's several aspects of dead discards that should be noted as being each unique. For example, there's accounting for dead discards, namely simply doing the math of the quota counting landings plus dead discards less than or equal to the quota. So although we're focusing on this accounting problem, we also want to remember that we important goal is to provide optimal fishing opportunity, but also stay within the quota. Clearly, it's important to reduce dead discards in order to stay within the quota, but reducing dead discards enough won't, frankly, resolve the accounting problem, because unless these dead discards are reported by the fishery and monitored by NIMS, it really doesn't matter. It remains an uncounted fish in the sea, so to speak. Well, looking at this slide, this basically depicts some of the complexity of the fishery. And the question is, how do you go about achieving the goals of optimizing opportunity and accounting for dead discards? Is that a problem for the fishery as a whole, one accounting problem, or is it a separate accounting problem for each category? And depending on who you talk to and folks' point of view, the answer is different. So in terms of reducing dead discards, this is a list of some of the potential management measures in the scoping document. These all relate to the pelagic longline fishery, because that is where our current estimate of dead discards is from. And I'll just highlight a couple here. Implement a pelagic longline bluefin tuna catch cap, regional or individual. Currently, there is a bluefin tuna quota for the longline fishery, which targets swordfish and yellowfin tuna. However, when that quota is reached, essentially then it becomes a discard fishery, and fishing on the target species can continue. So a pelagic longline catch cap would essentially prohibit further use of pelagic longline gear when that quota is attained. Similarly, a related measure could be elimination of the target catch requirements for the longline category. Currently, there's target catch requirements that specify a certain number of bluefin tuna in relation to the amount of target catch. However, this causes discards if there's insufficient target catch or if you run into too many bluefin tuna. So this would be a measure in conjunction with a catch cap that would make sense. Also noted here are establishing or modifying pelagic longline closure areas, gear solutions, and requiring retention of all legal-sized bluefin tuna. Similarly, to reduce discards, you could reduce the bluefin tuna minimum size category, minimum size for all or some commercial categories, modify the tolerance limit for the purse seine or harpoon categories, specify a maximum catch limit for the angling category, an analogous measure in the recreational fishery, or similar to the process of the scallop fishery communicating the whereabouts of yellowtail flounder, an idea is that the pelagic longline fishery could do something similar with VMS. We're also considering enhancing reporting requirements. This would be on a category-by-category basis. We'd evaluate each category to determine whether the current amount of information is sufficient for catch accounting, and also would hope to evaluate some of the equity issues between categories and the amount of reporting currently required. other measures that would achieve some of the other objectives of optimizing the fishery could include deducting bluefin tuna dead discards from each quota category, revising bluefin tuna quota allocation, and modifying bluefin tuna subquota rules. We're in the scoping process. The comment period for scoping will end July 15th, and comments can be submitted electronically via fax or mail. And the next step is a proposed rule and environmental impact statement in which we would analyze the proposed measures, another comment period, and we're anticipating a final rule in approximately 2013 and implementation approximately 2014. Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. Great presentation. I'll start it off. I have one. In the discussions, has there been any, is anyone in the purse seine category still actively fishing? And has it been discussed at all to, if there isn't anybody actively fishing, taking that quota and just basically eliminating that category and then reallocating that quota?
There's been next to no landings in the past 5 years. I think maybe 1 year there was a small amount. So there hasn't been any landings. However, the five permitted vessels do every year ready one vessel and send up a spotter plane to evaluate the situation. And as I understand it, part of the reason they haven't been active is they're required to target greater than 73-inch fish. And so the size composition has not been appropriate. As a particular size class is moving through the population, there may be more opportunity in the future. The second part of your question, there is in the scoping document a hypothetical whereby the purse seine category would be reallocated a less amount of fish, and that would go to the long line category to alleviate some of the quota bottleneck that I described.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone in the audience have a question? Comment? Okay. Tom.
Since we're here, and I don't think it needs to take a long time, but I think it's a clear preference for this council for individual components to be responsible for their own bycatch, and spreading that, making somebody else pay the check, I think is heading in the wrong direction long term. So I know we're very early in this process and alternatives are being developed, but if I were in the general category or the harpoon category, angling category, I'd certainly have a big problem if I was essentially covering somebody else's dead discards. So just as a principle moving forward, I think that should be kept in mind.
Thank you.
Anyone else on the council? Thank you.